We're talking with the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Chuck Coffey from Southern Oklahoma. Chuck, as you've gotten around since you've assumed the chairmanship, you're already out there actively talking about a lot of the things that are going on with the CBB. I know that you're proud of these marketing efforts that are helping move the needle on beef demand.
Yes, we are, Ron. Again, we're looking at a record value level of marketing globally, $8.5 billion for 2018, amounting to $320 per head fed here in the U.S., and we feel that's a very successful year. We're breaking all kinds of records right now.
A lot of things going on with that and domestically with the digital marketing campaigns that you're funding, including the artificial intelligence, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, not me, Chuck, the other Chuck that knows beef. We're making big strides with that because it pairs up with Alexa, and it's run by Google, and you can talk to Chuck in your home and find out how to cook a garlic meatball or find out what temperature to cook a steak at, and just find out whatever information you want to know about beef. And Chuck grows and learns as time goes by. So the more questions that are asked of Chuck, the more answers he ends up coming up with. So we really think this is going to be a good promotional tool that we can use with the millennial generation or anybody who might be afraid to take beef home and cook it.
I thought it was interesting. You gave a good kind of an explanation to the guys in this room at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention that this isn't really intended to be targeted to them. You called them the clients, and you've got obviously some advertising targets that you're trying to reach.
Yeah, I believe I said speaking to the choir. We're here with the choir. We're here with the people that are already promoting beef and raising beef. We want to speak to the other 98% of the non-agricultural population, the people that are removed from the farm. We want the younger generation that has young families to learn about the nutritional value and the good quality of the product that we produce in the beef industry.
I know that in the last couple of years, a great, great job has been done in basically relaunching that phrase that we've had in place for a lot of years, beef, it's what's for dinner. That's the new, obviously, website that's being promoted very actively.
Yes, it is. And also the other thing I would say, Ron, that we're doing through CBB is a new launch of something called The Drive, and that's where we're trying to reach our producers so they can see what's going on in the checkoff and how their dollars are being spent. They can get a hard copy bulletin or magazine that comes out once a month, or they can go online. A lot of promotional efforts there to show our own people what's going on with the checkoff, because we found out that the more they know about the checkoff, the more supportive they are and the more inclined they are to help us promote beef.
Are we about due for another study regarding the value of the checkoff dollar? We've had it out several years ago that showed for each dollar invested, you get about $12 back.
We are. Every 5 years, by law, every 5 years, the Cattlemen's Beef Board has to do a return on investment study. And so that's being launched right now. We're vetting the potential people that would do these studies. And I would say probably by the end of this month, we'll know who our contractor is for that. And hopefully we can roll something out by winter convention next year and know what the current value is. And I'm pretty optimistic. I think we're going to beat $11.20 per dollar invested, which is where we were 5 years ago, because demand keeps rising.
Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Coffey, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.